big ass ass. I get that ooh, ooh, baby.
Welcome to episode 39 of the Jazzy Conversations with Jazz podcast. I am your host, Jazz Mar Jazz Bennett, mother, educator, host, and I am excited about today's show. My guest is someone that I've known for some time now, Mr. Marcus Wilson. Marcus is in the cigar business. Those of you who love a good stick out there, we're going to tell you the ins and outs of the makings of a cigar. We're going to even introduce you to his mobile company, 1911 Rolling Cigar Lounge. We're going to tell you all about his journey into entrepreneurship, because this man loves the open road. He's been a truck driver for 13 years for Southern Glaciers Wine and Spirits, but his passion for a good cigar has landed him in the entrepreneurial world. So I want to introduce to you guys for episode 39, Mr. Marcus Wilson. How you doing, Marcus? You get applause and all of that jazz, all of it.
I like that.
Listen, I bring out all the bells and whistles. You know how I do. How you doing, sir?
I'm doing pretty well.
You doing good?
Think I am.
You are doing good. When you can roll on the Jazzy Conversations with Jazz podcast, logo on your shirt, look, 1911 Rolling Cigar Lounge, come smoke your head off.
Come smoke your head off.
Okay, so who came up with that?
I came up with logo and the slogan.
Okay, let me find out. You do everything.
Yeah, I do.
So I'm saying, like, I remember you back in the day, Marcus. I remember you at prom. Like, you were all decked out in Jesus. White with the white hat. Oh. Yeah, see, you know I bring out all the good stuff. So I remember you, you know, just being dapper. You know, you were always, you know, nice, a gentleman, and all of that good stuff. So introduce yourself to the audience. How would you describe yourself? Who's Marcus Wilson?
I'm not good at talking about myself.
Mm-hmm.
That's just how I am.
Yeah.
My thing is I try to show people who I am.
Yeah.
Born and raised here in Lakeland, Florida.
Mm-hmm.
Graduated from Jenkins, first year graduate from 94.
Mm-hmm.
Went to the Navy. Got out, of course, because of some medical issues. And then got into the workforce and pretty much been doing that ever since.
Ever since, right?
And I did, you know, I remember I had my detailing business.
Yeah.
Glisten detailing at the time. And then I started driving trucks after that.
Okay.
While driving trucks, I started this.
You started this
cigar lounge. So
okay.
So that's it. That sums it up. Two girls, beautiful girls.
Yeah.
Lamaria and Alexandria.
Now, what are their ages? Because you were telling me before the show, and I couldn't believe it because of the fact of they were like little girls the last time I saw them, like little girls. How old are they now?
Well, they're still my little girls, you know.
Always.
Lamaria is 23 and mm-hmm. Alexandria is 16.
Okay, 23 and 16. And so let's go back to this, to you being in the Navy, because I never knew that about you. Why did you choose the Navy? Like, you know, of the Army, Marines, and all of that. Why the Navy?
Because I want to be a SEAL.
Okay.
So, and doing that, that's when I injured myself. And
mm-hmm.
Because it's strenuous.
Yeah.
It's. But I was just coming out of high school, so I was fit.
Mm-hmm.
But I ran track, played baseball, played football. So my thighs, I had big thighs.
Yeah.
And
let me find out you wearing them Hooch Daddy shorts now, Marcus. You ain't doing that, are you?
No, ma'am.
Oh, you in the mic for that. What you said, Marcus?
No. No, not at all. Not at all. I don't do nothing tight.
Nothing tight.
Period. Skinty or tight fit. I don't care.
Okay, I got you.
No.
I respect that. Got you.
So, I forgot what we left off.
Were talking about your thighs, so that's why.
Oh, no. And that's how, because it was cool.
Yeah.
It was very cool. And it taken me some time to get these legs
warmed
up, and we was running, and, I almost tore my hamstring. So
gotcha.
So that was the reason why I got out.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. So, but like with, and when I think about people in the Navy, and it just could be just my, not necessarily a fear of water, but like how strenuous is it? Because your swimming skills have to be on par, right?
I love the water.
Okay.
Every time I go to the beach, it's like, man, don't go that far. I try to go to the buoy.
Yeah.
And come back. But it's not bad.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't know how to swim, they will teach you how to swim.
Okay.
My thing was, I didn't know how to float.
Gotcha.
Once I learned how to float, it was game over.
Mm-hmm.
So I could hold my breath, you know, a long time, almost 2 minutes.
Yeah.
Now it's like 10 seconds, and I barely get through a good stick.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, my gosh.
Right.
But I've always had a good wind,
mm-hmm,
because of being singing in the choir and singing, you know, singing and being in a singing group and all of that stuff. So my wind was always good.
Yeah. So, you know. Yeah. Speaking of. Yeah.
I can't do that no more. So don't even worry about it. I can't. No.
Listen, so, okay, you were in a singing group. Tell me about that. Like, what were you? Alto, soprano, tenor? What were you doing?
How can I put it?
You got a nice falsetto.
I was a high bass.
You got, okay, a high. Oh, look. No. Clean it up. You got to clean it up.
No, I did mostly the high notes.
And, okay.
But
that you would like to do on the show today, right? Just like one.
No. So.
Just like one, man. How many was it?
I can't. That was back in the day.
How many? Like,
I
how
used
old
to
were
could
you?
Sing.
How,
I used
how
to could.
Old were you?
From when I was in the same group with Larry Roundtree, Chris Anthony. And
yes, look,
and
this is coming back to me.
Well, our name was something else.
Yes. Man. Oh, my God. Like, that's so crazy. Yeah. I really want you to say just, okay, so titles of songs. Did you write the songs? Or what
I don't write.
Okay.
I barely read.
You just show up.
So
you old Otis, you just going to show up.
Yeah, I'm just going to show up. Hey, get in line now. Hey, no, wrong step. It go like this.
Oh, yeah.
So
it ain't going to start till you get there.
Right. But I was more the serious one because
you want the record deal.
Yeah, I wanted that. Mm-hmm. And they did too, but I was like, look, man, this we got to get this done.
You know, yeah.
So, but we, you know, we traveled a couple of places, did shows, talent shows.
Mm-hmm.
I want to say weddings, of course, churches and stuff like that. So, but we was on our way and it just, you know.
Yeah, just life.
Yeah, that's all.
That's life, yeah. That's very interesting. I really forgot all about that. So I'm glad you brought that up. So, okay, so you have a singing voice. We got that. We may not get a little fa-la-la, you know, little.
Fa-la-la.
I say, what you say? I say, who, what you say?
Fa-la-la.
Get him to sing before he gets off of this podcast.
I can't do nothing.
You gonna sing before you get off the podcast.
That was 20-something years ago.
I feel it.
That was
I feel
20
it.
Years ago.
Right.
Yeah. I done went like 12 octaves low.
12 octaves low.
Yeah. So I'm.
I got you.
I ain't got it no more.
So listen, at this time, I do want to. You know, we are filming live at Honeycomb Production Studio, and we have a live audience, y'all, in the building. Live audience, y'all can make some noise for a second. Y'all can make some noise. So we do have, you know, an audience today, and we're thankful to be taping out of this studio. You know, I've had Demetrius Haynes on my show, you know, twice, and he's doing big things. He's doing an incredible job being a creative, and so living in his passion. And so I like to have people on my show who are passionate about what they're doing. And so, you know, I've sort of followed your journey. Like, I've seen, you know, what you do. And it's like, all of a sudden I see like, wow, Marcus has a business. He has a cigar lounge. But before you ventured off into your cigar lounge, you said you love the open road. Talk to me about that, because, you know, there's like, before I go into the stereotype with drivers,
We're gonna talk about it.
Go but ahead. Like, so you just like, you like the open road. Tell me, explain to me the feeling that you get, because you've been a driver for 13 years now, right? For 13 years, you're at Southern Glaciers Wine and Spears, and you've been a truck driver there for 13 years, or have you just been a driver for 13 years?
I've been at Southern now 10 years.
10 years, okay.
Yeah, been there 10 years. I started with Warner Enterprises.
Mm-hmm.
Started with them, got the over the road experience, and then I think I went to Gordon Food Service and then Southern Wine. So yeah.
So what made you want to be a truck driver? Because you're my second guest who ventured off into the driving industry. So what was it that attracted you to the open road?
I think
because you did it like when it because it's popular now. And people are like, you know, you have more women getting into the exactly. business. They have their own, you know, trucks and mm-hmm. they're having that entrepreneurial spirit. But what made you get into it back then?
I think, you know, back being a kid, you know, just riding by doing, you know, the horn sign all the okay. time. And then every time when, you know, you think you're driving and you're shifting gears, mm-hmm. run, you're shifting like 20 gears and you never go down.
Mm-hmm.
And so that was kind of always stayed in the back of my mind. And
yeah.
when I had the opportunity, I kind of jumped on it.
How long was the training?
1 month for me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because some guys don't pass in the first month.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I went, I think I started October 1st, October 2nd.
Yeah.
Something like that, and I was done October 30th or something.
Is it like, do you have one of those schedules where you're driving long distance and then, but you're back home the same night, or are you on extended stays?
No, I'm home every day.
Okay.
Yeah.
So it's doable. Okay. So it's workable. Yeah.
But when you first start, you do have to, that's the live people. That's the audience.
Right. Right.
I started, like I said, with Warner.
Okay.
And I was over the road, so I was gone for a week.
Mm-hmm.
And I would be home on Saturday, Sunday, and go back out on Monday.
Okay.
So I did that for about 10, 11 months. Mm-hmm. Then I started with GFS after that.
Okay.
Which was a two-day route. And the two-day route was right here in Florida.
Yeah.
Go out 2 days, come home for a day, and that's how that was. And now with Southern, I'm home every day.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
So I'm like, so you know, I started, I was joking, but I mean, I'm serious too, because you know, there's a stigma or like a stereotype that comes, look at you smirking and stuff. There's a stereotype, you know, a stigma that comes with truck drivers, because I'm telling you, like, and especially nowadays, it's like, you know, y'all are like the new businessmen. You know, I'm going on a business trip and you're handling
handling
what kind of business though? What kind? No, I'm just saying. So like,
no,
so
paperwork.
I'm serious. So it's like, you know, you meet a guy now, you know, as a single female and you find out he's a truck driver, you know, he's with that facade of, hey, I got my own business. I can change your life. I'm like, I've never seen such confidence
yeah.
with a truck driver like yeah. I do
well,
now.
Well,
explain it, please.
I'm not changing nobody's life.
You say you're not changing
nobody's
life.
No, I don't make okay. their kind of money. When okay. when you yeah. own your own truck,
yeah.
you make.
Yeah.
Serious good. I mean, some really, really good money.
Yeah.
I'm not knocking my company at all.
Yeah.
Southern Wine, but Southern Glazers. But we don't have that. When you make a run and you get $2,000 for that run.
Yeah.
No, you get whatever your hourly pay is.
Yeah. Okay.
And
clear
so
it
I
up.
Ain't changing no lives.
Clear it up. You're not changing no lives.
No. I can help.
Can't go
us
get a parking.
Get there. Yeah. I can help us get there, but I ain't gonna
okay.
change your life. But
okay.
But yeah, that they make really, really good money. And
yeah.
it's one of those things that I've thought about doing, but it's so much to go with that.
Yeah.
I don't mind getting in a truck for a company, and if it blows out of tire, just call somebody, sit there,
yeah.
wait for them to come, and I don't have to worry about all
mm-hmm.
that. But when you own your own truck, you got to do your own oil changes. We're talking about $500 of oil change. Tires, if it goes out at night yeah. after hours, a $500 tire just became $800-900.
Yeah.
I know.
No facts. And like shout out to my nephew Antonio. Like we got into like a heated conversation one holiday, you know, weekend because he was just talking about you know, just trajectories of people's lives. Like I went and I you know, I have a degree, you know, I have all these credentials and it's like he's making three times the money that I'm making. I mean, living
Correct.
Nice.
Right.
But I'm like, his responsibility is heavier. You know, like his, it's dangerous on the open road. And I was like, you know, I was just telling him, you know, it's a give and a take. And I said, regardless of what you're doing, as long as you're passionate about it, like
right.
that's what I feel success is. Mm-hmm. Success is a measure of how happy you are, right. What you're able to give back at the end of the day. Are you proud of yourself when you look in the mirror? Like, do you feel blessed? Like, yes, I can be a blessing to others, but I too feel blessed. Like, this is my purpose and this is my calling. And so you feel like driving is a part of that for you?
Yes, part driving for me, especially when I go to work, I go in at 1 o'clock in the morning.
What? Okay, what? That's not a shift that I could do.
Yeah, but I get off at 10, 11 o'clock.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
I still have the rest of the day.
Yeah,
but it's for me, it's just peaceful.
Mm-hmm.
When I'm going down the turnpike.
Yeah,
and only thing I really have to worry about is if a reindeer. I ain't even in Christmas
you
yet.
You said a reindeer.
when a deer, if a deer crosses the road and you see them, you mm-hmm. see them on the side, you're like, man, I hope they don't come out here.
Mm-hmm.
But and just really, it's just you, your truck, the road. I always look up at this at the sky, looking at the stars,
mm-hmm.
And God, and it's just like,
that's your peaceful time.
Yes, that's I turn on my music.
What you listening to?
Some
of your old
joints. I listen to like some Ty Tribbett and some of my gospel heaters, Pastor mm-hmm. Mike and all them.
Yeah,
but then
go ahead. I see it in your eyes.
I love
what
my
you
jazz.
Do?
I love my jazz.
Okay.
I play jazz almost like out the day. Probably listen to 10 hours of jazz.
Are you old school jazz or new school jazz?
As long as a trumpet or a piano playing,
I feel you.
But I'm a Brian Culbertson fan.
Okay.
Because he has a lot of soul.
Mm-hmm.
But
I
love jazz. I even like the house band jazz, like that. Doom, 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 doom. Mm-hmm. I like that too.
You like that, okay.
Yeah, I like the bluesy type.
To me, that puts you in the vibe of a cigar lounge.
Right. Right.
So you kind of just get the vibe from there. Right. So did your idea for your cigar lounge come from you being on the open road? Where did that idea come from?
No. I've been smoking cigars for 20-something years.
For 20 years? For 20 years?
Yeah.
So how? Okay, so what prompted you to smoke a cigar?
Well, my first cigar,
I
believe I was in the Navy. My company commander, we were pretty close,
mm-hmm.
and I was both All Park and AROC, which are the top two in your company. So I interacted with him a lot,
mm-hmm.
and he was like, "You smoke cigars?" I'm like, "Man, I ain't finna smoke no cigar. I don't even smoke cigarettes.
Yeah,
I don't smoke nothing." He was like, "You need to get on this," and I was like, "Nah." So I smoked one then, and I was like, okay, it's pretty decent.
Okay.
It was, I was like, okay. And
like, if you had to describe it, because I'm not a smoker at all.
How many people say, I don't smoke cigars, especially ladies.
Yeah.
And guys.
Yeah.
Man, I ain't smoke no cigar. Then when they get them, like, you know what? I've been missing out.
But listen, so I think it is like the sexiest thing ever. But I legitimately don't like smoke. Like,
right.
I've hosted things at cigar lounges. The vibe is always on point. Like, people who smoke cigars are the people you want to talk to, especially,
right.
like, in business and all of that. So, like, the ambiance is there. Like, I love the aesthetic of it.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't like smoke, you know? Like, I watch you from outside. I'm like, ooh, you look good smoking a cigar. But, like, I just can't, like, I don't know. So, like I literally
what
legit.
What do I really?
right. Like, I legitimately, I just tried a hookah for the first time, like, in June. Mm-hmm. Like, that's just how much. And I was, like, and when I did that, I was like, that wasn't,
that's
you know,
different.
That wasn't bad.
It's
like,
and it's more.
But it's like, is it the same technique, though, like, with the cigar?
No.
Okay. So shut me down and improve,
no.
like, school me. School my audience.
Well, I will say this.
Females and males who don't smoke.
I had a smoke. I had hookah. January 1st.
Okay.
That was my first time. I kind of hit it, and I was like, okay, I get it.
Yeah.
But I don't think it's for me.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's so many things you have to do to set the thing up.
Now, see, I ain't do all that.
Yeah.
And I probably did like three puffs, but I still feel like I did something.
I
didn't need to cross it off my list, but there it was like, I'm going to be like, not necessarily the only square person. It was my, like, one of my good friends, her birthday. And it's like, she and I are looking like ducks out of water. We're like, all right, I'll just, whatever. You know, I don't have to, inhale it and all of that. I'm going to just do three puffs and that's it.
And the thing is, with cigars, you don't inhale cigars either.
See, that's why I was thinking it was the same
No.
Process.
No, it's not like smoking cigarettes or smoking that, marijuana or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
It's totally different.
Okay.
Because if you get true tobacco inside you, it's going to make you sick.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to eat before you smoke cigars. So,
okay.
It's just one of those things where if you get a nice sweet one,
mm-hmm.
if you start, then you'll start there.
Okay.
But I don't tell everybody to start with sweet because everybody's palate is different.
Right.
It's almost like wine tasting.
Yeah.
And then pairing your wines with food.
Mm-hmm.
You pair your cigars with bourbons or whiskeys or whatever.
Gotcha.
But it's something what you can, you have to do it once to say you don't like it. I understand you say you don't like smoke.
Yeah.
But it's a lot of people that say, I don't like the smoke and all that stuff. But, well, go outside where when you smoke and you blow it out, it goes away from you. But because you're not inhaling, you just keep it in your mouth. You want to retro it where it comes out of your nose.
Yeah.
And if it burns too much,
mm-hmm.
then it's too harsh for you at that time.
Gotcha.
You know, but I know guys that's been smoking 50, 60 years. And they have these nice, robust cigars, and they coming through them. I was like, man, that ain't burning. He said, no, man, it's fried up in there now. So, so it's like, okay.
Yeah,
but.
So what was your first one? Look, I'm gonna get you with the lingo. What was your first stick?
I remember my first stick like it was yesterday. It was a CAO,
mm-hmm.
and I can't remember what flavor it was or whatever. But I was like, CAO, okay. So I started. So when I got out, took a few years. A friend of mine, I can't remember who, when LaMario was born, they gave me a cigar.
Yeah,
you know, congratulatory cigar. I said, okay, so I put it up about 5 or 6 months later. I pulled it out and smoked, and I was like, okay, cool. And every now and then I'll pick up a cigar or two here and there. But in the past few years, it's just been.
Yeah.
And
so how many do you do like a day? Like, is it something where you just, you know, you have a time of day when the daylight, you know, the sun sets, and like, is it a mood thing, or is it just you have to have a cigar?
One, it's an expensive habit.
Yeah, I can imagine. Give us the price ranges, like, because I know it could vary, but.
It varies. I carry some that's from $5 to, right now, $15.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the Cohiba Blue, and I'm still right at the mark where I say, okay, I can still make a little bit, not a lot, because I can go anywhere else and sell it for $17, $18.
Mm-hmm.
But it's, you know, demographics and stuff.
Yeah.
So, but I've had some that was 30.
Mm-hmm.
So
what do you consider, since you're in the business, and I will go deeper into it, but what do you consider like the grandfather of cigars? Like I feel like I've made it if I can smoke one of these. What's
Ooh,
that?
Jesus.
What's that cigar? Because if you ask women now, because listen, I have a woman sitting right across from me. If they ask us this question about shoes, you could tell us a name brand, and you're like, listen, what would you say would be yours?
My favorite name brand shoes.
Mm-hmm. You like some Steve Madden? Yeah, see, I'm gonna hit you with. I need a pair of Gucci's. Yeah.
See,
I need me some. Yeah. I'm gonna need me some Tom Ford's. Like, I feel like if I can get me. If we're going to go there, we're just going to go out, right? So I feel like, okay, that would be like, okay, boom. I feel like I'm doing something with my life a little bit.
Right.
So what's that for you? What's your Louis Vuitton Gucci of cigar?
Louis Vuitton need to make a cigar. that's my trademark if y'all do now.
Okay.
there's so many out there because some people have smoked, like I said, for years, and never spent over $12 for a stick.
Gotcha.
You know, so there is no, if I can buy this, I've made it.
Mm-hmm.
Because if I had $1 million right now, I'll still probably
still
bust
like
out
what you
in
like.
It. Right.
Yeah.
Right.
You wouldn't want to try one of those, you know, little infinite, like, little
yeah, like Michael Jordan, he
Cubanos,
got some that's,
you know, the
well, yeah,
cigars.
Yeah. I mean, Cohibas and, yeah. And, you know, all those big dogs that's coming straight out of Cuba, which we're not supposed to have anyway.
Right, right.
Because the Cohibas now are made in Nicaragua.
Gotcha.
So
listen, when we come back from this commercial break, right, I want you to talk to us, and we're going to get more into that conversation because I know you know your stuff about cigars. So I have a select few questions that I'm going to ask you, and we're going to dive into, you know, even you getting into the cigar business, like what it took and, you know, your highs, your lows, your definite comeback story, because I definitely, you know, I know you have a story with that. So we're going to go right into this commercial break. And listen, so how would you like to work in a newly renovated space in a prime location with an affordable booth rental? Blaze Barbershop and Salon is the perfect place for barbers, hairstylists, estheticians, lash installers, makeup artists, and more who want the experience of having your very own private suite. There are only 5 more private suites available, so take advantage and sign today. The space can even accommodate an intimate event in the lobby area. So sign today to boost your clientele. Now offering a $100 signing bonus for signing a year contract. And you also get the month of August free. That's right. You get the month of August for free. Where else can you find a deal like this? There's only 4 more days to lock in on this incredible deal. Sign between July 25th and July 28th. Blaze Barbershop and Salon is located at 1136 Havendale Boulevard, Northwest in Winter Haven, Florida. Contact them today to book your suite rental at 863-269-6863. Once again, that number to call is 863-269-6863. And don't forget to tell them Jazzy Conversations with Jazz sent you. So we're back. You know, we're talking to Marcus Wilson of 1911 Rolling Cigar Lounge. And we talked about the big daddy of cigars, like that cigar that just lets you know that you've made it. And you stated if you had $1 million, you're still going to go with what you're going to go with, right? So you experienced your first cigar at the birth of your daughter. And you'd been smoking ever since because you said you're like a 20-year connoisseur now. So you are experienced. What made you take the leap into having your own business when it comes to cigars?
Well, I guess because the more I visited more cigar lounges, I don't like to call them bars unless it's a bar, but I consider 1911 as a cigar lounge.
A lounge, okay. So differentiate between a bar and a lounge.
A bar, you can go in, you can, there's somewhat loud music.
Mm-hmm.
You're getting up, dancing, doing all this, this stuff. A lounge is somewhere you sit back, relax,
just chill,
have a good conversation, smoke what you like, as many as you like, as long as you're paying for them. And, and you know, get you a sip or two and just, you know, enjoy each other's company.
Awesome.
Just with some, like I said, with my jazz playing in the back, or maybe some R&B or something like that. But that's the difference between a lounge and a club.
So you
or a bar, should I say?
I gotcha. So you know you'd been looking at different venues where they had cigars and what they had to offer, and so yours is totally different because, you know, you definitely have a rolling cigar lounge. Like, explain the concept and how you came up with it.
Well, first I explained the name, 1911 Rolling Cigar Lounge, because it's on wheels, it's rolling, and you roll a cigar.
Mm-hmm.
That's how you create one, you roll it. So those two things came into play with the name.
Okay.
1911 is, if you look at my logo, you see what it may look like. It
right.
It's like a handgun, and that's my favorite handgun is a 1911.
Okay.
So But the concept with coming up with it came about because I was trying to get a brick and mortar.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, man, it, you know, the rent was going to be high and talking about 5 years and I got to do this and do this to the place. And I'm like, well, after the lease is up,
mm-hmm.
If I'm too big to stay in, I just renovated the whole doggone thing.
Right, right.
And I got to keep it there. I'm like, I got $10,000 in the ceiling.
Right.
I don't know. So
yeah.
The young lady I was with at the time, she was looking, and she said, hey, what about this? And I was like, boom,
mm-hmm.
that's it. Mm-hmm. So I already know how to do the mobile thing because I did the mobile detailing. So, mm-hmm. But it took a – so once we got that out of the way, I just went on and started shopping and found it and equipped it with what it needed to be equipped mm-hmm. with. And it's been gaining traction ever
gotcha.
Since. It's been so about a year now.
So it's just your love. For, you said a year?
Yeah, look, year and a half. Okay. I don't know. I'm sorry, like 13 months, yeah.
Okay, so that's awesome because I remember when you first, when you started, you know, doing publicity for it and you started advertising mm-hmm. for it. And so just to see you still going and I see that it's growing, I'm like, and some people, like, I feel like, you know how they bar hop? I feel like they cigar place hop. I'm like, I swear I just saw you over here. And it's like, now you're chilling at the cigar lounge.
Yeah.
You know, I'm
going to say this. My man Thomas Stevens, he does that all the time.
Does he?
He'll be somewhere and be like, hey, man, you open today? I say, yeah. You know I'm open. He say, all right, I'll be there.
Okay.
And then he'll sit there. Mm-hmm. But that's cool.
Mm-hmm.
Because I know I would go to two or three different places in a mm-hmm. day. You know, so. But I try to make, I want to make my spot the spot to go to, and when you leave, you don't want to go.
You don't want to go anywhere.
Yeah, it's time to go home at a time.
So explain in detail the atmosphere. Like when you get there, like is it laid back? Like what, you know, we're over the airwaves now and we can't visualize it. So how would you describe it?
Oh man, how can I describe it over the airwaves without cool?
Mm-hmm.
Toned down, it's brown and tan on the inside, peanut butter on the inside.
Yeah.
TV, you have like 30 different cigar selections.
Mm-hmm.
Nice music, the ambiance is good. And like I said, once you sit down, it's your mind just goes somewhere else.
Yeah.
Especially when you're in a good conversation.
Yeah.
The outside, it's pretty much the same way. But the outside is the outside. I maintain everything, but it's something that different when you're outside smoking because now you're in this nice wind, which has been scorching heat.
Yeah.
I had to buy a fan. I'm like, I need a fan out here.
Yeah.
But it's cozy.
Yeah.
It's cozy.
It's like when I look at it, it's like it's a home away from home.
Right.
Like it's a home away from home, like with dope friends. Like mm-hmm. it just, the pictures that you show, everyone's vibing, everyone's getting along. Like what was so ironic to me, you mentioned the heat. Like this last photo that I saw was like all the fellas were hanging outside and all the women were inside.
Right.
They were in the air conditioner.
Well, see, here's the thing, which is crazy is because, you know, fellas want to talk about fellas stuff, let ladies talk about ladies stuff. And at one point, it was more like a mixture. We're inside.
Mm-hmm.
And so I said, I let them have this. Because even though I'm running, I don't want to be a part of all your conversations.
Gotcha.
Right?
Gotcha.
So I go outside, and I'm just out there mm-hmm. sitting there chilling. And then one or two guys come out.
Mm-hmm.
Then another guy come out. And then now it's just us, and now the ladies are inside.
Yeah.
And so when they start outside, when the ladies start outside, and we're all outside, mm-hmm. I go inside, and they just kind of follow in, and which is fine. But I like that. It has nothing to do with the heat,
mm-hmm.
but when it gets like 8:30, then we all go outside.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Yeah. Because so, I'm up moving, taking care of this person, that person. You need this, mm-hmm. you need that. So I'm working. I can't really enjoy it
mm-hmm.
To a certain extent. I can't enjoy it, but But I love that though.
Gotcha.
I love making sure that you're okay, he's okay, she's okay, and I'm out there sweating like
gotcha.
You know, it is 9:30 and it's 80 degrees outside. It's like, what?
Are you serious? So you are you more like a one man band with it? Like, yes. it's just you. It's intimate side. Enough for you to be able to handle it.
Right.
Are you offering drinks or anything like that? Or?
No.
Okay.
No, it's BYOB.
BYOB. Gotcha.
BYOB, but I do offer good cigars. So,
I mean, that's what they come from. Yeah, exactly. I mean, that's what they come for anyway. So yeah. Good atmosphere. So do you feel the pressure at all to, you know, how people have marketing? I don't want to say gimmicks, but, you know, they market to a specific sector. Like, do you feel the need to have, like, a younger crowd? Because typically what I find is, like, if you have a legit cigar lounge or a cigar establishment, you're not necessarily shooting for a younger crowd per se, because I feel like the cigar community is more of a, I'll say, older. An acquired older taste. So does that, you know, do you have any desire to cater to like a younger crowd or even get an even older, mature crowd?
I like the older, mature, but at the same time, I've had like my godson. He's 22.
Mm-hmm.
He'll bring his friends. But once you walk in, once the atmosphere is set, you understand what it is.
Yeah.
You know, that should be anywhere. And my thing is I want the younger generation, the younger ages to come in and have a good time and know that you don't always have to be up, moving, shaking your tail, and all that.
You just chill.
You
know, just
have
just
a good time, and then when you go home, be like, "Dang, I like that."
Yeah. See, that's the type of vibe that I like. I'm going to come. You got the hood coming at me a little bit. I'm gonna
come. It's fine. I'm gonna come down now and see you in a little bit.
So I'm gonna have to come and absorb the vibe because, like I said, like from the pictures, it does it justice. And it feels like you would just be relaxed, like, and it's grown. You know, I love a grown atmosphere. Like, now I can appreciate that. And so, you know, you being able to just jump out and just do something that you wanted to do, like, to me, that's an ultimate blessing. Like, when we're blessed with these opportunities to be able to do that. But I can predict that it didn't necessarily, you know, always roll, for lack of better terms, roll smooth. So talk to me about your journey here. Like, what do you consider, like, your ultimate comeback? What do you consider that to be?
Well, I think I'm just tell you the truth. Even with my entire life, and especially as being an adult, I haven't had it hard.
Mm-hmm.
But it hasn't been easy. But I've had a good support system. Mm-hmm. Like, my mom is like everything.
Yeah.
And if I say, hey, I need, you know, this is what I'm trying to do, she'll start thinking about how she can help. And if it's monetary, or if she says, okay, I can do this and do that, then I let her do it. But I'm trying to get to a point where in this business and in life to where I'm just set to a point. Because I don't think you have to have $1 million to be happy.
Mm-hmm.
You can have $100 and be happy.
Mm-hmm.
You can have $1 million and be absolutely miserable.
Right.
But I'm always about community and trying to help people. So my thing with this whole life thing, let me back up right quick.
Mm-hmm.
With this business, I had to learn to slow down.
Okay.
Because with my detailing business, once I got that started, 2 months after I started, I quit my job, and I did that for 6 years straight.
Mm-hmm. So you were at a good point where that was taking off.
Right, because it moved so fast.
Yeah.
And with me always wanted to go get, that detailing business became really easy for me.
Mm-hmm.
And I had a good run at it, then I started driving trucks. So in this field, it's a market for it, but you have to kind of find it,
kind of wait
mm-hmm. and get it going, because everybody will go to a brick and mortar, but when I'm moving here, moving there, I'm set up here, I'm set up there, and you think it's going to be, okay, yeah, I had a good day today, tomorrow should be good too, and then it's like you're starting over, all over again.
Yeah.
So I'm able to focus on the long haul mm-hmm. other than get that short gratification and then try to live that shortness every gotcha. Every weekend or every mm-hmm. every week. So it's taught me how to slow down a little bit
mm-hmm.
because I'm a go-getter.
Gotcha.
From cutting yards back when I was younger to also having a lawn service while I was detailing.
Gotcha.
So then I was doing shirts. I was trying to make clothes and stuff like that. And so I'm always stuff is
so
always
this,
going.
This venture is like to me like it's nothing to you. It's just something. Not in that
yeah,
sense. Like
it's
nothing. It was nothing for you to start it because you saw it as the opportunity. This is something that I like. And I can turn it into, you know, something of monetary value that will come back to me because you've always had that entrepreneur spirit in you. So it kind of makes it easier because I wonder when I have entrepreneurs on my show, like I wonder, have you always been an entrepreneur? Like for me myself, like, you know, it's hard to try to step out and be an entrepreneur
right.
when it's
right.
like, no, I can calculate to the cent what I'm about to make and I need to make that,
right.
you know, and
right.
if I do above and exceedingly above that, then that's great.
Right.
But it's hard, I would imagine. Mm-hmm. I don't think it's hard for you though, because you seem like you're used to it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but this is a different. It's like I said, it's
because you kept your day job. I guess.
Right.
Your
I'm
day
still,
job
yeah,
I'm
still,
saying.
I'm still working.
yeah. Yeah.
I'm still working. But if I saw that every weekend I was going out
yeah.
Doing, because I also do like parties and
mm-hmm.
get-togethers for, you know, for a fee
mm-hmm.
to go out to the home and do things like
so
that.
So they can rent you
right,
privately.
Right. Correct.
Okay.
Correct. And that's why another thing is like one of my slogans is almost like, that card will say, I'm everywhere you want me to be.
Mm-hmm.
Wherever you want me to be, I'll be at.
Okay.
So.
Okay.
What's
the strangest place? I won't say strangest, but like most, I guess, fascinating. Interesting. What's the most interesting place you've been booked?
Well,
not
interesting in a good way. Not interesting
okay.
like, oh, my God, why am I here? No, not like that.
Okay.
But the most fascinating, most interesting, the best place I've ever been. And I will be going up there in September again.
Mm-hmm.
It's Fitzgerald, Georgia.
Okay.
They have this. It's called Southern Platinum Riders. They have like a total of like 800 acres.
Mm-hmm. Good Lord, 800 acres.
800 acres.
Wow.
And they they're black cowboys.
Mm-hmm.
They bring their horses.
Mm-hmm.
Their quad side by side things. One of my friends called him, and he's helped me a lot.
Okay.
I know he doesn't know I'm on probably right now.
Yeah.
but it was in the group chat that I was going to be on, so
mm-hmm.
That's why he called and he didn't see it.
Yeah.
But he's helped me a lot. But matter of fact, he introduced me to Fitzgerald, Georgia.
Okay.
And just because I was steady going, when I got up there on the Friday,
mm-hmm.
it was like, 7, 8, 9 people
yeah.
already waiting for me.
Oh wow!
To park,
mm-hmm.
and I was like, "Oh Lord!" Right then, I was like, "It's gonna be a long weekend." So,
yeah.
But the good thing is, I have a 35-foot travel trailer that I turned into the lounge,
mm-hmm.
and I have a bedroom in there, so I don't have to. That's a good thing about that because I don't have to rent anything,
mm-hmm.
Like a hotel or whatever.
Mm-hmm. See,
but
I told y'all about them truck drivers, y'all. I'm just playing.
See that? I knew when I said
I
that.
I know. I can yeah. see it. I was like, I'm going to give it to you because you waited for me to say it. I got a little bare room in the back.
No, yeah. Yeah, it just,
yeah,
it
but cuts, no, it's
cuts
convenient.
Down on, yeah,
it's convenient.
It's very convenient.
Yeah.
And so if I'm going to pay my more monthly note on that, mm-hmm. why should I also rent a room?
Yeah, it just makes sense.
Because at one point I was thinking about taking the bedroom, the bed out, mm-hmm. and the cabinets out and making that like a VIP area.
Okay.
But I was like, well, if I go somewhere, where am I sleep?
Yeah.
So, I can't do that.
I got you.
So, I'm keeping it and then just wait on this brick and mortar. But that was the most interesting place.
How many people would you say you serviced that weekend?
That weekend?
Mm-hmm.
I would say with repeat customers. Oh, my goodness. It was about 1,500 people up there. And I would say 200 probably coming.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah. 150, 200. Mm-hmm. Then they would, and some would buy one, and then 2 hours later, they say, hey, let me get that same one, but let me get three of them.
Yeah.
And then the next day, let me get two more.
Yeah, so it was a good weekend, right?
Yeah, it was a good weekend.
Okay.
And then the classic last year was...
I was going to ask you, like, do you hit up, you know, that football was, games, all that good stuff? You got to go to classic now.
Right. That was the first football event I had,
okay.
had done. And...
like, how were you received? Like, you like...
Oh, I was well received. I was well received. I didn't know how it was gonna go, but I
because you know they tailgate now. We like the tailgate at the Florida Classic now.
Oh yeah.
Okay.
And I went up there on Friday, mm-hmm. and from the time I got there, I think I got 5 hours of sleep the whole weekend.
I bet.
Yeah. So it's like, oh my goodness, you know. Yeah. And it was good, and you know how many people be out there, and mm-hmm. people just come and sit and ooh and ah, and I never seen nothing like this, and I'm thinking, like, you live in Jacksonville, you live in Georgia. And, you know, people come from everywhere mm-hmm. where there's cigar lounges, but they hadn't seen that concept. And I was like,
so had you
good.
Had you seen it before? And you're like, yo, I like
hadn't
this
idea. Seen it before until it was brought to me.
Mm-hmm.
And I have to give credit to Miss Christine out of Atlanta. Mm-hmm. She owns LSF, Lipsticks and Fingertips.
Okay.
And she has a fifth wheel. RV camper and, mm-hmm. and that I was like,
yeah, that's what you want.
Yeah. And then I actually met her last year, December. I met her and told her that, hey, I'm inspired by you.
Mm-hmm.
And I think she's younger than me, but I don't care how old you. If you
you have the knowledge.
So the classic and Fitzgerald.
Those were the top places so far.
Yeah, good. The top places. Then I went to Atlanta
mm-hmm.
This past New Year's Eve.
Okay.
Did their thing for a Mason
mm-hmm.
event, the Clown Unit.
Gotcha.
I can't tell you the whole name of there, but
mm-hmm.
for their ball, their gotcha. Annual ball, and met a few people that was from all over, Tennessee, Virginia.
Gotcha.
And all that. So whenever I present it, it always goes over well.
It sounds like it, because you're, like, to this day, like, you're still the only person that I know that has a Rolling Cigar Lounge. And I, you know, when you were telling me about the idea, I'm like, that's pretty neat. Like, I like the concept. So give me some highs and lows. Give me some.
Not making money.
Some in everything.
I only sell one cigar all day. They're like, oh, Lord.
So you just have to stay consistent. I mean, like,
you
when you have those slow days, like, are you ever questioning yourself, like, Lord, why did I do this? Like, is it a market for it? Let me go park somewhere else.
Right.
Like,
I think at one point,
I
was like, dang, am I doing this right? Or am I doing something wrong?
Yeah.
But I'm not. And I had to, that's why I said I had to slow down. And like, because I'm thinking, as much as I've seen people at cigar lounges.
Yeah.
And I open one, and they say, oh, yeah, I'm going to come see you. I'm going to come see you. Now, I've gotten to the point to where I say, oh, I'm going to come see you. I'm going to be there today. Okay.
Okay.
And I'm like, okay, yeah, that's good. He ain't coming.
He ain't coming back.
But that's the low part of it. But
mm-hmm.
As always, the high part is, my high part is, where it's gonna go.
And which is, where do you want it to go?
Yeah.
Where do you want to go? Because I know you said the brick and mortar.
That's my goal.
Mm-hmm.
That's a goal. That's a goal. Should I say an expectation? Because once you reach that goal, then you have to set another goal.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not good at setting things.
Gotcha.
I just want to be able to say, I want it to do this.
Mm-hmm.
If it gets there, it gets there. If it doesn't,
yeah,
I didn't hurt myself.
Would you want to keep it local, or would you want to take
yes,
it somewhere
else? I would definitely want to keep it local. I want to get a brick and mortar, and I would like to try to get a couple of more 19 levels on the road.
Yeah, because that's what I can see.
Yeah.
I'm like, why not? You know, yeah. Like you have space and opportunity to do that, and it's something that's so unique.
Correct.
Like you could have several across Polk County. Like I think that would be a game changer.
No.
You said no.
No, I put you in another county. Somebody say,
you
hey.
You don't want to do, you don't, okay, so you want to
go.
Yeah,
because now now I will say this. If I have two or three, and if I can cover West Lakeland,
mm-hmm,
and have somebody in Winterhaven and then have somebody in Lake Wells or
yeah,
Davenport, Ponciana area, somewhere like that, Haines City, that mm-hmm would be good.
Yeah.
And then we can all kind of do it together.
I got you.
And hit everything. And if we have a big event, we just meet up. Hey, we got an event. Boom.
Mm-hmm.
Let's do it. You know, if we can do that.
I think that'll be dope. Like, and I can see it happening, you know. I wonder, because I feel like in any industry that you're in, that mentorship and that, you know, that assistance is critical.
Right.
And I know you mentioned someone, you know, in Georgia, you know, that was your inspiration because, you know, they had a lounge that you liked, and that's where your inspiration came from. Do you find that you have a network here, like close to you, where you're, you know, you can call this person who's doing maybe the same thing as you, and it's like, it's all love?
Yes, and I will start with Mario and Patty. They have Cigar Life,
mm-hmm,
in South Lakeland, right behind the old that expensive restaurant that's called
the night,
you know, Smoky Bones. Not Smoky Bones, I'm sorry. Oh my goodness. Ale House. You know what Ale House is on South Lakeland?
South Lakeland?
Yeah.
Ale House.
On South
Florida.
The
Louis Max where they have.
Where Louis Max is.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Directly behind that.
I know about food now.
Yeah. Louis Max, that's what I'm trying to say. From the time I first said, hey, I want to start a bit, he was like, oh, it don't cost that much. You can do this. I want you to contact this person, this person.
I love people like that.
And
I really
every
do.
Time that mm-hmm I've gone there, like this one particular time, about 2 months ago, my shipment for the cigars that I ordered got hung up somewhere at UPS.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, I'm not going to have it in time. I said, hey, Mario, I got in a little tight.
Yeah.
I need to, if you can, mm-hmm, I can get some cigars and I'll give them back to you when mine come. He was like, oh, yeah, what you need? And I told him blah, 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 and pulled them off, gave them
that
to me
it.
When mine come. That was it. And I went somewhere else. And it was like, well, you're going to have to buy them. And then when yours come in,
mm-hmm,
they have to, you know, reverse it. I was like, nah, that's too much.
Gotcha.
But he's helped out a lot. A guy over in Tampa, just cooling. His name is Eric.
Mm-hmm.
He has a mobile lounge also, okay, but his is a what do you call those? Like a toy hauler,
mm-hmm,
and it's just an open, empty canvas.
Okay,
and then he outfitted how he wanted to do it.
Okay,
so I reached out to him a couple of times, but I will say, The guy who called me,
mm-hmm,
Rico Campbell, he lives in Macon.
Okay.
Macon, Georgia, actually. Mm-hmm. And he'll set this up, he'll set this up. Hey, man, I need you to be here, or can you do this?
Mm-hmm.
You can do that. And he just got into cigars. It's not like he was, like, been into it. And made some connections through him. And so I have a good...
So you got a good network.
Core. Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool. So... just with, you know, the virgins in the game with cigars, what's your go-to? Like, what would you suggest when, if somebody's getting, Like, if they come to your lounge and they don't
Tatiana
know what
Tatiana Groovy
do,
Blue.
What is it?
Tatiana Groovy Blue.
Okay. Talk to me about Tatiana.
Yeah. Tatiana is a very sweet cigar.
Right, now, are you saying that because you're just talking to me? Like, if you was over there talking to Jason, would you say, Jason, get a Tatiana?
I say, I would say, Jason, you start with.
Yeah, so you did it because I'm a female.
No. Because you have no idea how many bikers, these tough guys who loves Groovy Blues.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I would say, you know, I would first ask him, does he want something sweet or want something mild? If he says mild, then I'll say, okay, well, you need to start right here. But if they say, well, I just want to start with something, I want to be sweet, because nobody likes a straight cigar, tobacco smoke.
Yeah.
When they first start. Especially when they first start, because they already don't like it, so you're trying to turn them on to it.
Yeah.
And to get the smell and get the taste. And then once you go from Tatiana, then you can go to, I always put people on either Java, which is a Drew Estate product, or Acid, which is also a Drew Estate.
What is that? What's a Drew Estate?
Drew Estate by John Drew, and they're from up north New York.
Okay. So how would you describe that taste? Because I feel like we've gone from sweet to something else.
These are still sweet. Okay. It's all still sweet, but it's just a different.
It's a level.
Yeah. It's always levels to everything, and cigars is the same thing. Because you go from mild to medium to bold, and in between there, you have sweet with sweet tips or even it's sweet, but it's more smoother.
Okay.
You know, so it's there's many cigars. There's thousands and thousands of cigars.
So why do guys, you know, older men, I really don't see like younger guys, but why do older guys like real fat?
I knew you were going to say that. I wanted you to ask that. Yeah. It's just their preference.
Yeah.
It's just their preference. And then once they get to to the last third of it, they start gnawing on it.
Yeah.
On the end of it.
Yeah.
And it's just the taste.
Okay.
That's it. It's that's their nicotine.
Mm-hmm.
And like I said, it's a habit. It's a habit. And they start doing it. Then they look at it and it's all smushed up and it's like, oh man, right. Throw that away, you know?
And like a comfort thing.
Right. It's a comfort thing. Mm-hmm. Now I can't get mine like that.
Mm-hmm.
And right now I don't plan on doing it.
Yeah.
But I do like it. I do like it soft. But once the tobacco start hanging all out, and you got to keep.
Yeah. No. You're done with it.
Let me get rid of that.
I'm just this type of person that, I don't know. I think, you know, we have our vices and we do it. Like I said, I think the cigar look is it just puts you in the mind frame of, you know, business. It's suave. It's,
or you done made it
chic. Yeah. Yeah. You know, it's just like a status thing. But like, and even with me with drinking, because like people, I'm a Malibu pineapple juice girl to my core. And people are like, okay, you're just really sipping juice at this point. And I'm like, if I'm going to do it, I want to enjoy it. You know, like, yeah, the Hennessy and the whiskey, shout out to Eddie. The whiskeys look good and the scotches and all of that. It's martinis are, you know, that martini is like a staple drink. But I legitimately don't like those drinks. So I'm like, I'll have a cute glass, but can you pour some pineapple juice in it?
Right, right.
So I guess, you know, for me to, I guess, venture over into like the cigar thing, it would be a pleasure thing. So I guess my interest and maybe some others' interests who are listening to who don't smoke at all, like, what do you get out of it? Because with the cigarette, we know it's the nicotine that is it gets you, you're addicted, and it calms you and all of that good stuff. But what do you get out of a cigar?
It does. Cigar smoking calms you too.
Okay.
It gets. I saw a guy over at Cigar International over in Brandon.
Mm-hmm.
He came up by himself. Sat down, got him a drink, had one cigar, got up and left. And the whole time he was like staring, looked like he was staring at somebody, like, mm-hmm. I just, you know, whatever he was thinking. It was just like, and I was like, and I was looking at him, I said, that man thinking about some stuff.
Yeah. Just to get his mind off.
Or if he's not thinking about something, he's calming down mm-hmm. to go home to go to sleep because mm-hmm. it was 9 o'clock. Mm-hmm. So it's not going to get you high, even though you can feel high at some point, especially if you smoke it too fast and you don't eat before you smoke a cigar, because it can put you on your butt.
Yeah.
Like.
What do you mean? Like, get you, like, you'll be tired or like.
No. It's like, okay, it's, you know how when you're drinking mm-hmm. and you're drinking and you're sitting down the whole time.
Yeah.
And you done had like 3-4 glasses.
Yes, yeah.
And then you get up, you're like, oh.
Okay.
That's how that feeling, but you can get the same feeling sitting down. It doesn't get you high mm-hmm. and it doesn't calm you down because some. Like I said, some folks just, they get it so they can just calm down, relax.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And depending on, so once you find that cigar that you like that gets you where you want to be, then you're good. That's why older gentlemen, they'll buy a bundle of the same, every week, they'll buy the same bundle because that's where they want to be.
That's where they want to be. Mm-hmm.
Right. Some a little bit stronger because of the leaves are different. You have Connecticut leaf, which is like a tan.
Mm-hmm.
Then you have Habana, you have Candela, and Maduro, double Maduro, Ligero, should I say? Mm-hmm. So those give a different, feel. Not saying that you're gonna be high, but just it's just different.
So you've mentioned all of these different types, and I was assuming like any industry that you are in, you have to know your stuff on it. So like. Have you ever planned to do, like, any tours to manufacturers or even go to Cuba, you know, to... Well, you may not be...
Well, you can't go to Cuba.
But, like, if you could... Like, have you ever, like, wanted to take some tours so that you could, like, really, really know?
Yes. I've thought about it for the past... last year, solid, like, almost every other day.
Yeah.
Now, I've taken classes to roll because I have rolls on my own.
Yeah.
And I set them up for a little while, then I'll have people try them.
Look, you made some loot at some weddings and some events and stuff like that.
I just want to get good enough to be able to present it like that.
Yeah.
Now, they were good, but they weren't to where I felt like...
You'll sell it.
That I would, I would sell it. No, but that's... If I had a goal, that would be that last one.
Gotcha.
To have my own cigar. Mm-hmm. I do want to have my own cigar. I have my own blend. And who actually really took me over the edge on say, okay, I'm really going to do this is a guy by the name of Eric Brown. Eric Brown? Mm-hmm. I'm sorry, not Eric. Kevin Brown.
Okay.
Kevin Brown, Conscious Cigars. He's out of Tampa. And he still works for UPS. And he's...
That's awesome.
When I tell you he's...
He's doing it.
he goes across the country and... Doing different shows, doing different events.
Yeah, wow.
I just so in that aspect, he's my inspiration because mm-hmm. I wanna get to that point. I also carry his cigars in my lounge.
That's dope.
Too.
That's dope.
So so that would be my ultimate goal. But right now it's just getting more people to see it.
Gotcha.
Get it out. Come out, have a
I got
all
you.
These good times.
Listen, so I'm telling you, look, my 1 year anniversary for the Jazzy Conversations with Jazz podcast is coming up. And I think, but you are a part of the Jazzy crew now anyway. Okay. So you got to come out.
Jazzy.
Yeah,
okay.
The Jazzy crew. Listen, okay. J-A-Z-Z-I-E. Look, so you got to come, when I do have it, it's probably going to be in November, like the first weekend of November. You need to come and I want you to have like a session, like a class. Just do a session, like talk your talk, and maybe, you'll get some more clientele like that. Cause I'm not a smoker and you may not be able to turn me into a smoker, but I like the knowledge.
Right.
Like I love the vibe. Like
I turned a couple non-smokers into smokers. I don't know why, maybe because it was just me, but now it's almost like a habit, like they got to have it. It's like. Like, calm down. It's okay.
Look, you did what you do. Like, you introduced them to to the other side.
Right, to the other side. And it's the good side to the other side. So yeah. but I'd have to go back and say also somebody who also helped me was Anthony Grant.
Mm-hmm.
He has HC Cigars. So I'm HC Quarters. Yeah. HC Quarters. Mm-hmm. Haines City Quarters.
Haines City Quarters, shout out.
Yeah, we kind of almost started around the same time, maybe a month after each other, something like that. I came after him, and I went and talked to him, and I think 2 or 3 weeks later, we was in Jacksonville doing the show together.
That's awesome.
So I have to give him a big shout out because he actually, that was my first trip anywhere.
Yeah.
I got it in May, the end of May, because I started in the end of May.
Mm-hmm.
That was Memorial Day weekend.
Okay.
And July, we was going. I was like, man, it's all right.
You gotta keep in contact with the Grants. They are good like that.
Oh yeah.
So like on an ending note, what advice would you give to anyone thinking about being in this business, or just anybody who decides to, you know, jump off on a limb and chase their dreams? Like, what advice would you give?
Jump. Just jump.
Yeah.
And I think I was saying this before. Steve Harvey made it like famous.
Yeah.
And I was like, if you're gonna do it, jump, go in and jump.
Yeah.
Because there is no right time to start anything.
Yeah.
You just have to do it. And you have to have faith in God, have a good core group of people that's gonna be behind you, tell you when you're doing wrong, and also tell you, you know, that's gonna pat you on the back. Because we need those.
Yeah.
We need those people in our life.
Absolutely, all day.
And just do it. Whatever you're going to do, do it. Dive into it.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're just going to tiptoe around it, I almost said something else.
Yeah.
If you're going to tiptoe around it, then don't start it.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you got 10 business, I'm starting this business, starting this business, starting this business, and you got 10 businesses in the last 5 years, and none of them is doing anything, you have too much going on.
Mm-hmm.
If you're going to tap into something, tap in it hard. Go at it hard. Don't stop grinding.
Be consistent, yes.
Don't stop. You have to keep going. Even when it looks bad,
mm-hmm.
and you may have some down days, some down weeks, but you have to.
Just keep going.
You have to.
I got you.
Don't stop.
Listen, so tell us how we can keep in contact with you, your socials, numbers, locations. How can we keep in contact with 1911 Rolling Cigar Lounge?
Well, the way to keep in, I don't even know all my handles.
Look at you.
I ain't got but two or three of them.
Right.
on Facebook, you can see me, myself, Marcus Wilson. Also, 1911 Rolling Cigar Lounge.
LLC.
Mm-hmm. And on Instagram, it's 1911 Rolling Cigar Lounge, LLC. My number is 863-838-3532. Again, that's 863-838-3532. I'm always, when I'm set up on Memorial Boulevard right here in Lakeland, the beautiful Lakeland, Florida, right next to Coney Funeral Home. And shout out to Miss Sandra Coney. She comes in regularly and buy a cigar. She got to have her Tabac. That's another jewel.
I was going to ask you, what's her choice?
Tabac is her choice. Mm-hmm. And I'm also located wherever you want me to be. So, and there is no limitation on how far I can go. Unless the gas too high.
Like I was going to say,
And I drive a diesel. So it's like, $5 at least is going down. I think like 3 weeks ago, I was paying
Don't worry about it. It'll be buffered into your price, you know.
Yeah, exactly. exactly. Also, I am part of Chevetta Boys Cigar Club in Orlando, and here in Lakeland, I started a club called Smoke County Cigar Club.
Smoke County, let me find out. Yeah. What is it again?
Smoke County Cigar Club.
Smoke County Cigar Club.
Yeah.
Okay, we got to be on the lookout for Smoke
SC3.
County. SC3. That's your go-to.
What's that?
The SC3, what is that?
SC3? Mm-hmm. Smoke County Cigar Club. Okay. Yeah, this the,
What is your, what did you say your go-to cigar was? I'm sorry.
I don't, my go-to cigar would, whatever I pick up. Because I smoke them all.
But
it's going to be, some people are going to say, oh man, really? It's probably a factory smoke.
Okay.
Factory smoke, sweets. And I like the Maduro, but Factory Smoke, which is also by Jewel State. I'm a Jewel State fan.
That's your lane, okay.
And but if I had to, since I buy my own product, I don't owe nobody nothing. I don't nobody won't kill me because I ain't giving them their product. It would probably be either a Cohiba Blue Black. A blue, a Cuba black, and my house cigar, which is the Bullet 50 cal Ricos.
Listen, so listen, I'm telling you, it sounds expensive.
It's not expensive.
Like once you get into it, but it sounds enjoyable also.
It is.
So listen, if you guys want a relaxed vibe, you know, you want a grown atmosphere, you know, the jazz setting, a home away from home, then you definitely want to reach out to Marcus. So look him up, follow him on socials, on IG, on Facebook, Marcus Wilson, 1911 Roland Cigar Lounge, LLC on Facebook, and, you know, 1911 Roland Cigar Lounge on IG. It has been a pleasure to have you on for episode 39. Look, you come by anytime. I may even let you... You know, you can puff one, you know. I'll let you clip it and puff it on one.
Oh, it's a ventilation right there. Okay.
Wear my mask and all of that. So this has been episode 39 of the Jazzy Conversations with Jazz podcast. Make sure that you tune in on every Monday. I am on every podcast platform. Make sure that you follow me on IG, Facebook, and YouTube. Jazzy Conversations with Jazz. That's J-A-Z-Z-I-E. Conversations with Jazz. And I cannot wait to bring you episode 40. So keep in contact.